T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning. I'm Chris Seedens. It is our top local story. The California Supreme Court this morning rejecting a state law that would have required President Trump to disclose his tax returns to appear on the state's primary ballot. Justices say the law requires candidates for president and governor to disclose financial information that would be unconstitutional. A federal judge had temporarily blocked the state law already in response to a different lawsuit, and the high court ruled quickly because the deadline for submitting tax returns to get on the primary ballot is next week. Authorities have now confirmed reports that the pistol used in last week's mass shooting at Saugus High School was a so-called ghost gun without a serial number. But investigators still hope to be able to find out where it came from by going through the computer of the 16-year-old student who killed two classmates and wounded three others before taking his own life. Several events are being held at the school today to help students and parents cope with the trauma of the attack. Paul has gone out to change California's juvenile justice system.
A lobbying group, Chief Probation Officers of California, is proposing the juvenile justice system include 19 and 20-year-olds. Stephanie James with the group tells KNX this wouldn't lead to more overcrowding because they're also pushing for safeguards to keep that from happening.
Of course, all of these emerging adults are going to have access to all of the deflection and diversion programs that probation departments statewide have. So not all of them are going to end up, obviously, inside our juvenile facilities. But based on our history and how we've done such a great job in this area, we think we'll be able to absorb this increased capacity.
She says the idea is backed by scientific research into developing and adolescent brains. Rob Archer, KNX 1070.
Regulators and lawmakers want California's phone and internet providers to have generators or battery backups if power is knocked out by an earthquake or goes out to prevent a wildfire.
The logic is pretty simple. When there's a major emergency like a fire, an earthquake, or a power outage, people have to be able to communicate. Authorities note that more than 80% of 911 calls are made on cell phones. Mike Wilson is an assistant chief with Cal Fire.
Our partners in the communications industry must be prepared to maintain service before, during, and after an emergency.
That way, residents can get through, whether on cell phones, landlines, internet, or voice over internet, and they can get those emergency alerts as well.
It is vital that we as a state ensure our communications networks continue to operate during a disaster.
More than a decade ago, the FCC ordered carriers to have backup power systems in place, but the wireless industry shot that down in court. Now a state senator says he'll introduce new legislation in January requiring phone companies to have that backup power at their cell sites. John Baird, KNX 1070, News Radio.
More than 200 business executives across Los Angeles will sleep on the streets of Hollywood tonight. They're doing it to raise money for the Covenant House of California, which helps young homeless people. Covenant House Development Officer Alana Weinroth tells KNX not enough attention is given to the problem of young people becoming homeless.
There are 6,000 homeless teenagers on the street every night just in L.A. County alone. Less than 3% of shelter beds in California are designated for transitional age youth. So that's 18 to 24-year-olds, who 50% of which have aged out of the foster care system.
She says the Covenant House in Hollywood is full and has a wait list for beds, though she says people who do show up will get some kind of help. She also says the money raised will go towards expanding the house to increase the number of people it can shelter. The LAPD is trying to figure out how a 5-year-old boy in foster care got hold of a gun and accidentally killed himself.
While LAPD Juvenile Division detectives spent the night speaking with people who were in the home when the 5-year-old shot himself with a handgun, Lieutenant Kerry Potter says other information may come from county of LA officials.
The child who was deceased was placed here in the care of a guardian, so there is an open DCFS case with that child.
That information may come into play as to deciding whether the woman who was the boy's guardian is fit to continue to have foster children in her home, or even if there might be a reason her own children might be better off in protective custody until the investigation is over. Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Well, fans of what's commonly known as the crazy car wash in Tarzana and its adjoining falafel stand will soon have to find someplace else to get their cars clean and their stomachs filled. The city council approving a plan to demolish the two structures so a new mixed-use complex can be built on that site on Ventura Boulevard. That's right near Tampa Avenue. The project will include 8,500 square feet of commercial space, 59 apartments, seven of those set aside for low-income occupants.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.